for you.
It's all right.
Do you have any plans for the week? And?
Nothing planned. Just spend some time with my wife and son and rest up, get ready for the second half here.
Never such a thing as a bad bye, but does it come at a good time? You guys are playing well, but it's smack in the middle of the regular season. Good, bad is different.
I think right in the middle of the season is a great time to have it. We've been really fortunate this year to be relatively healthy, so hopefully we can continue to improve our health situation this week, and then, as you said, hopefully we can continue to play well when we come off the bye.
Important is this time off, not just to get a break for yourselves, but to have an opportunity to look at yourselves and look at how you've played and, at least for a couple of days, really zero in on yourselves as opposed to the next opponent?
I think that's very important. Self-scouting is something that, as a player and as, a team, that you should do a lot of. And obviously, when you're not preparing for an opponent, you have a lot of time to do that. So I think you can look at yourself as an individual, look at your units, see where you can improve, see what you've done well, and try to build upon that. And I think that's something that we need to take advantage of over the coming days and try to, come back with the mindset of, hey, even though we've had success thus far, there's a lot that we can work on.
Is self-scouting in some ways its own skill, being good at that, being able to look at yourselves and, maybe get some perspective and in some ways look at yourselves as another team might look at you? Are certain guys or certain organizations particularly good at that?
I would say so. I think with as well as we've played, some teams may feel like, oh, hey, we've got this thing figured out. But around here we understand that, if we don't improve, our season is not going to go the way that we'd like it to. So I think it is a skill. I think you have to be realistic with the way things have gone and understand that it hasn't been perfect, regardless of what our record may indicate. And I think there's a level of humility there that's saying, hey, okay, as a player, as an individual, what can I do better? And, I think it is a skill, definitely.
When it comes to the things, not just the things that you look at and say, okay, well, that could be better, but even the things that you've done well, at this point, midway through the season, do you look at some of those and think, well, the rest of the league has 8 games of this on film. There might be something that we need to do to either add to this or just continue to give new looks where you can do some of that as well?
I think that's a great point. And I think that's something more for the coaching staff to decide, okay, game plan wise, we've put this on tape, as you said, for 8 games. How's that going to need to change going forward? How are we going to have to tweak this and that going forward? And that's why they pay those guys the big bucks. They make the game plans. They make the adjustments. And as players, we have to be willing and ready to take the coaching and move forward from there.
How does that back and forth work, particularly during a bye when you have a little bit more time? Do the coaches – is there a sort of process of bouncing ideas off each other and you guys maybe giving input?
Well, I think maybe some of the veteran players, in their respective rooms will have that dialogue with the coaches. And obviously, for example, a day like today, the only tape we looked at was of ourselves. And we have conversations about, hey, we've done this well, or hey, we haven't done this well. And then as a result of that, we're going to do A, B, and C moving forward. So, ultimately that's really up to Coach Belichick and the staff. I'd say our input is limited, and like Scott O'Brien used to always tell me, players play and coaches coach. So
you've been through a couple of these buys. Is there any conversation with some of the younger players to say, don't do anything that will get you guys in the news, or when we're coming back we're talking about that?
Absolutely. We don't need any distractions. We don't need anything that's going to take away from what we have going here. And I think we have a team that understands that. Even though we have a lot of young players, I think they understand that. But, it never hurts to give them a reminder. And hopefully we can all make good decisions over the coming days. And that doesn't mean, that you don't go out and enjoy yourself, enjoy your family, enjoy the time away from football. But you have to be smart. We're professionals, and you have to conduct yourself as a professional at all times. While you're in the National Football League.
We all know the game is a business. Is it different when you lose a player, whether injury or via trade, through from the beginning of the season, like in the off season, than it is in the middle of the season, like what happened with Jamie? Is it
different? Yeah, it's always tough. Like you said, whether it's injury, trade, transaction, whatever it is, it's tough. And I say that because of the personal relationships that you have with guys outside of the football field. You know, we all understand what it takes to play in this league, the sacrifice, the dedication, what you put your body through, what you put your family through. And to go through those changes with guys leaving, going other places or coming in, you guys, it's tough. So it doesn't really matter what time of year it is. It's always going to be an adjustment.
After 9 years in the league, does anything surprise you anymore?
I wouldn't say that I'm surprised, but I certainly have an emotional response to things that happen. You know, I remember having a conversation with my dad my rookie year when during the first wave of cuts, and I was telling him how strange it was, and he's like, "Well, you know, 20 years later, I never figured that out, so don't plan on having an answer for that anytime soon." And I'd say I feel the same at this point.
Is it especially tough as kind of one of the team's elder statesmen? You saw Jamie every day of his NFL career here, really.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's a difficult situation for a lot of different reasons. There are a lot of layers there. But I wish nothing but the best for Jamie Collins. He was a great teammate to me, was nothing but respectful to me, and appreciated taking the field with him. And I'm sure he'll go on and have great success, but you know, all I can do as an individual is worry about, you know, what I can do for this football team and try to be the best teammate that I can be here while I'm here and, control the things that I can control. Thanks guys.
Thanks a lot.